Welcome to The Direct Effect, where sharper insights fuel better direct response marketing strategies. I'm your host, Sam, and in today's episode, we'll cover strategies for aligning short-term goals with long-term success without overshooting your acquisition costs. Methods to improve direct response LTV-CAC ratios, including testing and targeting. And lastly, we'll discuss how one DTC brand cracked the code with direct mail. Let's dive right in. One of the primary metrics used to gauge the health of direct response programs is the LTV-CAC ratio. The ideal ratio is 3-to-1, meaning that for every dollar you spend to acquire the customer, you can expect to make $3 in return. The balance between customer lifetime value and the cost to acquire them dictates a brand's profitability and growth. However, one size does not fit all. Unique industry benchmarks must guide our expectations. It's easy to chase temporary sales, potentially inflating acquisition costs without long-term LTV consideration. A high KAC can be tolerable, assuming it ushers strong customer affinity. For instance, digital channels may promise high engagement, but unreliable targeting data might erode quality and retention. In contrast, direct mail, leveraging robust data, can pinpoint the prospects most likely to become loyal customers, ensuring a higher LTV. Here's a pro tip. Test rigorously. A sustainable testing approach aids in discovering cost-effective marketing strategies. Factor in variables like audience, channel, offers, and creative strategies to hone in on the combinations that resonate best. Following careful analysis, repurpose these insights to drive your future campaigns towards a more favorable LTV-CAC ratio. Consider testing strategies based on fractional factorial design and leverage test matrices that accurately predict performance while minimizing risk and maximizing learning. Now let's examine how a DTC brand's direct mail program revamp led to an unexpected twist with significant insight. This forward-thinking brand regularly challenged its established control package against new test packages for improved cost efficiencies. During this test, the new package initially lagged in sales rate, but ended up attracting customers more likely to opt for its premium services, catapulting the campaign's LTV. In the end, the test package ultimately beat the control by 6.25% revenue per piece. This case proves how targeting the right audience is key to improving your LTV-CAC ratio and amplifying your long-term marketing success. That's all for today's episode of The Direct Effect. Remember, while immediate sales provide gratification, the true measure of marketing success is the enduring value each customer brings. Adjusting your approach to prioritize the channels with the highest customer retention over instant wins could indeed be your smartest move. Tune in next time where we'll continue to unravel marketing strategies and insights that create a direct effect on your campaign performance. See ya!